In 2010, the Ghanaian Refugee Board reached an agreement with the UN Refugee Agency to close the camp. In March, Ghanaian authorities began demolishing the structures of the camp. According to the Liberian government, the over 4,000 exiled Liberians are being repatriated in phases. Last week, a batch of 770 people arrived at the National Transit Center in Bong County. 34-year-old Gopu Wule was taken to Ghana in 2002 during the Second Civil War. She could not hold back her tears when she narrated the sufferings of Liberian refugees in Ghana.
To integrate in a Ghanaian society is very, very difficult. I learned to do beauty care. I do pedicure, manicure, braiding, weaving, and things. But whenever you go for a job in a Ghanaian society, they will not agree to take you because you are a foreigner. I had my little shop on a camp that I was depending on for survival. And they broke the place and broke where I was also living. What I came to our aid, we really appreciate his effort. We say thank you to the Liberal government and everyone that sponsored this for us. And I feel too good to be home. I left here when I was a child. Now I'm back.
Gopu is not the only person happy to return home. 48-year-old Mary Topowe fled the war when she was 18. She says coming back home was her greatest wish.
I'm happy to be back home. I was praying for it and it happened. Because I registered a long, long time in Ghana there to leave that country and come back home. Because nowhere to turn, you can't be in peace. So now my police can't enter in the camp, beating people, pulling on us, all women there, distressing them. Because why? The country is not your home.
Unlike Mary and others, 30-year-old Bill says things were a bit better for him because he learned to speak the official language and some local dialects of Ghana.
Foreigner being in Ghana, it have a lot of challenge, but we try to fight it because we understand the system and we speak the general language with the tree and other dialect, the Hausa, Ewe. So it was fine. Not for others. I talk for myself.
Meanwhile, Bill and Abraham say they were happy to be home until they saw several social media posts quoting the boss of the Liberia Refugees Repatriation and Resettlement Commission, or LRRC. He says that 80% of the returnees are at-risk people.
Maybe he do it to get money from international community, but these are things that really bring us down, make me feel bad of coming into my country about someone using the word say, I'm Zoko, I'm thief. So no one will be able to trust me in my own country. So it better I go back to where I come from.
Upon hearing about their disappointment, the LRRC's executive director, Patrick Wozi, immediately apologized to the Liberian returnees, but says a majority of them were found with illegal substances during the screening process.
If we are wrong, as the government will say, drugs, we say sorry to your heart. But the truth must be told.
The head of the LRRC disclosed that as part of the reintegration process, each family head will receive $300 United States and a dependent will get $225 United States as well as housing units for those who are in need.
We are only established close to 2,000 structures in about 7 different counties. Right now we identified the 550 in Monserrato that will be used as a transit home for those who come home for the first time and don't have a place to sleep.
Peter Flomo is the chairperson of the community hosting the transit center. He welcomed the returning Liberians and admonished them to be patriotic and help in rebuilding the country.
In the camp, talking with them, they must be free. There's a Liberia, there are refugees here, and there are citizens here. So they must be free and where we all government department in Liberia.
The repatriation package contains projects that promote agriculture. According to the LRRC, they are intended to empower returnees support the national agenda, whose first priority is food production. For VOA Daybreak Africa, I am Rita Jadobeduo in Monrovia, Liberia.